Namaste. Welcome to Samvad, Together in Conversation, and I am Sunil Rao here. As we begin today, let us remember this about attention. Our life experience would ultimately amount to whatever we had paid attention to. Attention is important, and most of the times we are so indifferent to it. It is as fundamental as food, and we go blundering about seeking ways to assuage the craving, instead of learning how to provide ourselves with what we need sensibly and calmly. We feed the hunger blindly. Once the mechanism is brought to our attention and we begin to study it, it is as if a veil has been stripped off ordinary life and we become freer in our action and choices. This week I bring to your attention a joke titled How to Get Out of Trouble from the book titled Subtleties of the Inimitable Mullah Nasruddin. Mullah, meaning master, Nasruddin is the classical figure devised by the dervishes partly for the purpose of halting for a moment situations in which certain states of mind are made clear. The Persian word darvish is generally considered to be derived from the verb darvekhtan, to wait at a door. The reference is to waiting before the door of enlightenment. Now to the joke, how to get out of trouble. A man had fallen between the rails in an underground station. When Nasruddin came along one afternoon, people were crowding around, all trying to get him out before a train ran him over. They were shouting, "Give me your hand," but the man would not reach up. The mullah elbowed his way through the crowd and leant over to the man. "Friend," he said, "what is your profession?" "I am an income tax inspector," gasped the man. "In that case," said Nasruddin, "take my hand." The man immediately grasped the mullah's hand and was hauled to safety. Nasruddin turned to the open-mouthed audience. "Never ask a tax man to give you anything, you fools," he said, and walked away. I'm sure you all will enjoy reading this book, and if you don't have a copy, you can buy your copy from the following link. That is, if you can see the link below while listening to the podcast, but if you're reading a blog post, you can come across the link. You will enjoy reading it with your family, friends, and near and dear ones, and so do that. Before concluding today's episode, please pay attention to these words of a storyteller. Stories, jokes, God knows, all that. My stories require at this stage no extra commentary, imaginings, or guesswork by you, me, or anyone else. The very worst would be that of moralizing. To explain away is to forget. Thus, let the stories which you can remember do their own work by their very diversity. Familiarize yourself with them. Concluding today's post and podcast episode, I thank all who take time out and read the blog post or listen to the podcast, and also listen to the podcast each week. For those who listen and have not subscribed to the podcast or the blog page, I suggest you do and click on the bell icon in the podcast, so that you can be notified for all the new episodes that get uploaded every week. Until the next time, stay safe, stay healthy, and have a good day. Namaste. Thank you very much.